The Shop at Hooper's Bend, written by Emily Rodder and read by Wendy Boss. The shop was waking from its long dream. It gave no sign, so only the cicadas droning in the huge old gum tree that shaded its rust-spotted roof felt the change. To human eyes, the shop looked just the same as always, drowsing on its grassy corner across the highway from the Hooper's Bend railway station. Blinds covered its two front windows like wrinkled brown eyelids. Its door, painted bright blue by the last in a long line of hopeful tenants, was dusty and filmed with spiderwebs. At the roots of the gum tree, a for-lease sign tilted sideways, showing its age. Hands in pockets, the two men whose voices had broken through the dream kicked at the drifts of dead leaves piled against the shop's front steps. They talked freely, ignoring the highway behind them surging with morning traffic and the few people still hurrying past the corner to the pedestrian bridge that led over to the station. They had no fear of being overheard. No one was listening, or so they thought. Meanwhile, a world away from Hooper's Bend, Jonquil Medway was plodding listlessly along the row of market stalls that had been set up outside Strathfield Railway Station. It was already hot, and she could feel sweat prickling under her hat. The pancakes that Maggie Kosh had insisted on making her for breakfast. "Oh, it's no trouble, Quill, and I want to give you a treat," lay like lumps of clay in her stomach. Her bulging backpack dragged on her shoulders, making her hunch forward. "Maggie, please call me Maggie, darling. Ms. Kosh makes me feel 100, was hovering in front of a trestle table, heaped with crocheted toilet roll covers, embroidered hand towels, and striped caps for babies. She was picking up one thing after another with her long mauve-painted fingernails, at the same time juggling her handbag, her sunglasses, and the phone she was using to keep an eye on the time. Now and then, she'd look round and flash a cheesy grin at Quill. "Isn't this fun?" Poor Maggie. She'd been Quill's aunt's personal assistant, PA, for years. She was used to coping with Pam Medway's frequent emergency dashes overseas to solve one business crisis or another. But never before had the timing been so awkward that she'd had to keep Pam's 11-year-old niece overnight and bundle her onto a train to Lithgow the next morning like an awkward parcel.